This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Local and regional news brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, you can visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources would like to remind Wisconsin anglers that the new fishing license year goes into effect starting Wednesday, April 1st. That is tomorrow. This means you'll need a valid 2026-27 license to fish Wisconsin's inland waters. Although Wisconsin's general inland fishing season does not open until May 2nd, there are still countless opportunities available throughout the state, so don't wait until May to buy your license. You can grab yours today at gowild.wi.gov. Hook and line fishing is open year-round on some waters for many species. Just be sure to familiarize yourself with the special county regulations for the county and water body you plan to fish before wetting the line. You can find more information at dnr.wisconsin.gov. Sunday, April 19th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., the Ashland FFA is hosting a banquet in celebration of their FFA members and agricultural traditions. Tickets are $10 at the door, with roast beef, mashed potatoes, and gravy dinner provided. You're invited to message the Ashland FFA on Facebook to let them know you're coming, and if you have any questions. They do welcome any FFA alumni. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, April 19th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. over at the Gathering Barn in Ashland. For more news, go to trailmix.fm and 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Brume.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The statewide debate over online sports betting is now in Governor Tony Evers' hands. Over the weekend on WISN 12's Upfront program, Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel CEO Dominic Ortiz urged the governor to sign the online betting bill, saying tribes should be allowed to operate mobile betting, calling it a chance to keep gaming revenue in Wisconsin. Ortiz says Pottawatomie is ready to launch once the bill is signed. The measure cleared both houses with bipartisan votes, but Evers says he's still listening to concerns from tribes that haven't endorsed the plan. 8 of the 11 Wisconsin tribes have voiced support through a joint letter if it does get passed. A lawsuit is likely waiting. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says the bill goes too far, claiming lawmakers don't have the power to authorize new forms of gambling. The group says it will sue if the governor signs it. OSHA has cited a maker of beauty products in Prescott, Wisconsin, for safety issues following an explosion and fire. The feds are proposing over $275,000 in fines that the company is contesting. A 55-gallon drum of nitrocellulose exploded, causing a fire with flammable liquids in the western Wisconsin community. OSHA says they found no proper training for new hires on chemicals, respiratory protection, or medical checks. Citations include 2 repeat violations, 10 serious ones for items like fire extinguishers and forklifts, and 6 other issues on records and material handling. And if you've ever heard of a scam targeting older people, there's a good chance it involved a crypto ATM. Wisconsin lawmakers passed a bill before they retired to crack down on those machines, which are often used in fraud schemes. The measure would limit daily transactions to $1,000 and require kiosk companies to refund money if victims report fraud quickly. Supporters say it's needed because scammers have stolen hundreds of millions of dollars nationwide through crypto ATMs. The bill heads to Governor Tony Evers for his signature. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Rays tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the series against Tampa Bay in Milwaukee. The Brewers losing 3-2 last night. Closer Trevor McGill giving up the go-ahead run in the 9th. The game starting out with the Brewers' new lefty, Kyle Harrison, surrendering a home run to the Rays' leadoff batter, Yandy Diaz. Harrison after the loss.
Good to get the first one out of the way. Obviously didn't start off how I wanted. You know, didn't execute a changeup, but felt like I bounced back pretty good and, you know, got the 5, you know, ideally 6, but, you know, worked a little too hard on those first couple innings.
Brewers' Pat Murphy.
I thought he threw the ball well, and for his first outing with us, I mean, he threw the ball really well and responded really well, especially after the first 2 innings.
The team picked up an outfielder, Luis Matos, in a trade with the Giants for cash. Women's college basketball. Wisconsin season comes to an end after losing to Columbia 67-50 in the WIBA tournament. The Bucks host the Dallas Mavericks tonight at 5-serve Form with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers. Our high right around 44 this afternoon. Tonight down to 23. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, 42. And then We're heading into a stretch with some snow and freezing rain starting tomorrow night and continuing into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.